Jeff Fowle is a rancher from Siskiyou County, author of the very popular blog Common Sense Agriculture, and has more than 50,000 followers on Twitter. I spoke with him at the California Farm Bureau's annual meeting this week and asked him why it's important for farmers to speak up. All right, Jeff, tell me what you are doing out here today at the California Farm Bureau Federation annual meeting.
We just arrived, and I'm a delegate from Siskiyou County, and looking forward to some of the short courses that we're going to be having offered here in the next couple days, as well as our policy development session on Tuesday and Wednesday.
You know, this year's theme is Ag in the Crosshairs. Can you tell me a little bit about what that means to you?
Ag in the Crosshairs, the spotlight is on us, and the public is looking for those of us in ag to do what's right. And we have a responsibility to continue doing what we do well, and yet at the same time take on the responsibility of calling out the bad apples that we know do exist, but also making sure that those bad apples aren't the ones that the public knows about. Those in responsible for raising food and food, meat, our fiber. We are all very good at what we do. We are good stewards of the land. We're good caretakers of our animals. And that's the story that is most important to get out there.
And you know, you don't just say this. You actually do this. And the reason that I pulled you aside and I told you when I first grabbed you is that I follow you on social media. So you have been projecting this positive image of agriculture and helping people to see that side of it. How important do you see that being as we continue into the future?
Communication between agriculture, between growers and producers and consumers is essential to build relationships. And it's all about trust. And if you are unable to have a simple civil conversation with somebody who may have different views or ideas, social media is not for you. But we all have a little bit of something that we can specialize in, that we know something about. We have a commonality that we have with somebody from the public, which is a building block to start a conversation and let the conversations grow into a mutually formed respect. And from there, you get understanding. And those who may have no idea about what we do or how we do it will eventually come around to asking the right questions from the people who do know, which hopefully will be you or myself.
Tell me a little bit about your farming operation. You're a livestock farmer, right?
We have cattle, horses, hay, and sheep, and we run about 400, 500 acres. We're a family operation, no longer have any employees. We do it all ourselves, and can no longer afford to have employees since we live in this great state of California. But we make a living, and our living is agriculture, and we don't live a wealthy lifestyle, but we have a very wealthy living.
And, you know, speaking of family and how important that is, I noticed that you have your family here with you today. This is one of the rare industries where it's still okay to bring your family with you to something like this.
It is. Farm Bureau and agriculture in general is based on family. I brought my son down here. He'll end up being the sixth generation in agriculture from our family. And he has a strong interest in it. He drives tractor and feed truck for me. He rides to bring in cows. He has his jobs at the chute when we're working cows. He helps grandma and grandpa when they're working sheep. We all do a little bit, and it makes the load lighter.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you for taking time to speak with me today, and I know that you're busy. You're wearing that delegate name tag, so a lot of people are going to be grabbing you aside. So thank you again.
I appreciate it. Thank you for the opportunity.